Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical question, Cynthia.
Okay.
You're gonna get a lot of questions later. This one's for our audience. The question is, what do you know about holistic living? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to discover a native herbal cancer remedy? Now, that's something I want to hear all about today. Have you ever wanted to know how to handle chronic health challenges? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you learn to de-stress naturally? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Looking Up, 7 Steps for a Healthy and Youthful Midlife and Beyond? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to start looking up? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is an author and a success coach extraordinaire. She has provided us today with wonderful information, lots of inspiration, and she's going to share some really, really great advice about holistic living. I'm pleased to announce that the show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine and get some cheese and crackers and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is a healthy living advocate, successful award-winning author, and publisher. She'll share her story of a lifetime of cultivating the best living practices for optimal holistic health. Healthy aging, courage, and spiritual resolve are featured in her latest book, Looking Up. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Cynthia Olson. Hi, Cynthia. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you, January, for having me on right before the holiday.
Yes, yes. And so now I start to get asking you the questions. Basically, I love to start the show off by asking my guests to share with our listeners where your success story began, share your journey with us, and share who your early mentors were.
Oh, that's a loaded question, January.
Okay.
I think everybody's story starts when they're in childhood, actually, yeah. Are affected so much, you know, with our environment growing up. And can I tell you a little bit about my family history?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what we're here
okay.
for.
Okay. I grew up in an Italian American family and on both sides. So, we, you know, the Italians are very lively people, and we had a lot of wonderful interaction between grandparents and my parents and my siblings. Mm-hmm. And we had Mediterranean food quite often, you know. Okay. So we started that early. My mother used to prepare yogurt when we were growing up, and we always had fresh food, and so not fast food. And so that was really wonderful to have that. And we had a lake house in the Adirondack Mountains, so we were always in the water canoeing. And so our summers were filled with wonderful experiences. And that went on for quite a while. But then my family started having health issues. So it changed some of the direction, you know.
Okay. Now, so would your mother have been your mentor as far as healthy eating?
Well, she prepared very healthy food. My grandmother did as well, and I think my mother was a teacher for me because she had rheumatoid arthritis when she was very young, and it was very difficult for her to deal with it. And so I look at her as a teacher for me because I remember as a child I'd say, "Oh, I wish there was something I could do to help you."
And
she was suffering a lot, and there were times she just couldn't do anything with us. And she was on cortisone and goal shots. And there were days we'd come home from school and her door was closed, so we knew we had to be really quiet not to disturb her. And she broke a hip when I was in college, and she never walked after that.
Oh, wow.
And she was in her mid to upper 40s when that happened.
So,
and it was really hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. You know, I have arthritis, nothing like what your mother went through, but I can tell when I eat certain foods, it definitely affects my body and how I feel. So I can imagine that your mother's chronic, now the arthritis, have you inherited that?
No, nobody in the family had it. And she had rheumatoid arthritis, not osteo. And she was crippled up very badly. But my father tried to move us to Arizona. We were living in the Northeast at the time, and he thought the weather was too severe, and he wanted to move us to Phoenix area back in the 50s, and she wouldn't move. And so I think the cold really enhanced her pain.
That is so true. I live in Arizona, and we live up in the mountains, and we're at an altitude of 5,000, and we get cool weather, and I stiffen up a lot, and I know that goes with the territory. Where do you live now, may I ask?
I'm in Colorado. My children were raised in Colorado for a number of years, and I have grandchildren that live in Colorado, and I have a great-granddaughter that was born about 9 months ago.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So we're all in the mountains of Colorado.
Okay, and you have five children, and you're called Nana?
Nona.
Yeah.
Nona.
Nona, and eight grandchildren and a great-grandchild. I have a grandson who is Italian, and what a wonderful heritage. Now, you are a lifelong supporter of holistic living. How did that come about?
Oh, well, that came about. I was actually introduced to a man who had a company in Australia, and he was growing Australian tea tree oil. I don't know if you're familiar with tea tree. It's an essential oil from Australia, and it's a holistic, they call it the medicine kit in a bottle because it works for skin wounds, and it's an antibacterial and an And it's wonderful. And it comes from a Malaleuca alternifolia tree that grows in the bush in Australia. But now they've gotten much more sophisticated. So they grow these trees in plantations and they have more control over distilling the oil. So I met him and he was looking for somebody to represent them in North America to introduce the products. And this was back in about 1984. And so I had a business partner and we moved to California and we started the business there and we introduced it to the health food industry in North America and into Canada. And it was really wonderful. They had several products and tea tree back then was extremely well known. So we were also educating people on the benefits. And so that's how I got introduced into the natural health food industry. And
now describe for me, what does a tea tree look like?
Leafy, green.
Okay. Is it a big tree? Or, I mean, do you have an orchard? Or how did they harvest this crop?
Well, in the wild, they were kind of tall and lanky. But and then what they did was they cut the leaves and then they steam distilled and from there came the essential oil. And when they grew them on the plantation, they didn't let them get very tall. And but they had the distillation process right there. And so it's a I could send you a picture of the tree. It's really quite lovely. It looks different in the wild than
well,
it does.
The reason I ask is we have a niece in Micronesia, and she's in on the island of Palau, and they have a tree there, and it's a sour soup or sour sop tree, and they harvest the leaves and boil them and make a tea, and it's supposed to help people with cancer. And I just was curious if tea tree was the same kind of process. Does tea tree help people with cancer?
I haven't heard that one. I've heard more for antibacterial infections of the skin as a first aid use. I haven't heard that. So that's probably another tree, affiliated.
Yeah, it grows in Micronesia, and it also grows in Puerto Rico, interestingly. And my husband has been dealing with some cancer issues, and they sent him the leaves, and he's faithfully drinking the tea. So we'll see how that works out. I hope it works out for him. We all do.
Yes, I wish him well on that. Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to take a break and hear from our wonderful sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what drove you to examine your life and to change your way of living and this wonderful career you were beginning on. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com on Facebook and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing a success story. My guest today is Cynthia Olson, and she is the author of Looking Up, 7 Steps for a Healthy and Youthful Midlife and Beyond. Now, Cynthia, let's talk a little bit about the issue that your grandmother had chronic health issues. Did she have arthritis too, or what was wrong with her?
No, she actually had diabetes type 2.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, she got it when she was later in life, and she did lose a leg because of her circulation. Mm-hmm. And she got an artificial leg, and back then it wasn't as sophisticated as the legs are now. Mm-hmm. But she managed to learn how to walk, and she was a very strong minded woman to begin with, because she was a businesswoman, and so she was able to manage quite well until she passed away about 10 years later.
Okay.
And yeah, and it was just an unfortunate thing, but she loved her sugar, and you know,
So that was that probably your passion for health and spirituality began in the 20s. You were 20. Was there one particular thing that was a breaking point where you decided to start living healthy?
Oh, you know, I believe that because of the experiences with my family, I kept believing that I wanted to journey further down the health road. So I started to explore different modalities, not only with food, nutrition, exercise, but then I started also to read spiritual books. Uh-huh. And I think one of the first books I read was by Carlos Castaneda, who's a Peruvian author. And he had a series of books. And I was enthralled by them. And so that's where my journey started for the spiritual side, because I believe that that's something I wanted to incorporate in my life along with my health, you know, and have both of those seem to be a really important part of my journey. Mm-hmm. And that increased. And then I went into some Edgar Cayce books and Jane Roberts. I don't know if you know of Jane Roberts, and I was living in Upper New York State, and she apparently was living in a town about 20 minutes from where I was living, and I had a friend who was her neighbor, and her friend said, well, you know, my neighbor is Jane Roberts, and she holds seances and readings, and would you like to come over? And I said, no, I don't think I'm interested. I just wasn't quite at that point in my life, but I thought that was interesting because later I was reading her books.
Well, I think you and I might have been twins who were separated at birth, because I came into that era of my life when I was about in my late 30s and early 40s, and I found it just fascinating. I still do find it fascinating. And, you know, most of my shows that I list send out as paranormal, oh my gosh, the ratings are so incredible, because people are really opening up, and I think they're more interested. I think we're in a time that's very receptive to that sort of thing. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think that a consciousness is really expanding out now. I talk to people, it seems, every day about something that is of that, you know, subject.
Yeah. I know. I love it. And I was, I guess, a little bit ahead of my time. I embraced it very young. And it's really added so much to my spiritual life. And I think it's been an amazing experience. And obviously that has lifted your consciousness too. Now, this natural health field, that came about after you met the man from Australia?
Yes. When we moved to California to do the import business, we were living in a small place and it wasn't big enough to run the business out of it. And so I remember one day I picked up the Santa Barbara paper and I was looking at the classified for rentals, and this ad just literally popped out. And I called, and the man who was renting the house was the TV director, and he had to leave for a few years for projects, and he wanted somebody in the house that he knew would take really good care of the house and the gardens, and the house was big enough for us to run a business out of it. So we rented it, and I started writing in the studio, which was a separate building, and I didn't know why I was doing that, because I was doing marketing for the tea tree business. And then the owner came back for a visit, and I told him that I started writing in the studio. And he said, oh, that's where my father did his writing, because his parents lived on the adjoining property. And he had passed away like 2 years before. And I thought, oh, I know I'm meant to be on this property. You know, I don't know where it's taking.
So his father obviously was channeling through you. That's how I would look at it. Yeah.
Yes, I could see it
right away. And what did the father write about?
He wrote, he was a journalist in the Midwest, and then they traveled to Santa Barbara in the 40s, bought a piece of property, built a Frank Lloyd Wright house, and his son bought a piece of property next door, and it was shaped like a boat. It was really a beautiful little home, and that's where we were living. But he wrote A Man Called Horse, which was one of his more famous books, and they made it into a movie, which I heard they were very disappointed with the results of the movie. It wasn't
the way they wanted
it. Yeah.
Most people are. So, okay. So you were getting channeled. I love that. Now, let's see then. How many books have you written altogether?
Well, I've written a couple of second editions. So, but I've written six to seven books with second editions to them. Mm-hmm. And they started with the tea tree books. I had written the new editions, and then I went into second edition, and then I went into the Essiac book when that went into two editions. And from there, I did a book on Australian blue cypress. I don't know why Australia is in my, you know.
Well, I can tell you, you obviously had a past life there. You know, come on. you get it. I don't know if our listeners will get it, but that's a no-brainer. Okay. So you wrote, and then you wrote Don't Drink the Water. I love that. And Contaminated Drinking Water. And then you wrote in Spanish?
Oh, the Australian Tea Trio Guide was in English, and it was translated into Spanish.
Okay, and then you wrote the Australian Tea Tree Oil First Aid Handbook book.
Yes.
And Birth of the Blue. That's a great title.
Isn't that a one? I love that title. We were brainstorming, you know. Yeah. There were a small group of us brainstorming, and I thought it was a great title.
and the cover is brilliant because it's all blue. I have to share with our listeners. And when we come back after our break, Cynthia Olson is going to share her website information so then our listeners can go and look at your books and buy them. We'll be right back after we hear from our wonderful sponsors.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband, And now she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'm pleased to announce that my book, Priceless Personalities, is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a priceless personality visiting with us. Cynthia Olson is the author of several award-winning books and a successful publisher. She began writing books on health in 1989. Her journey had led her to create an enterprising publishing company, Cali Press, committed to works addressing the full spectrum of life awareness with concentration on natural healing modalities. She delighted in the opportunity to assist other authors, research multiple books on complementary health choices, and to become a welcome speaker regarding health and publishing. And she is a welcome guest today on our show. Cynthia, before we go on, would you share your website information and share with my listeners how they can get your book?
Yes, I'd be happy to, January. Thank you. One of the sites that people can go to is www.CynthiaBellini, that's B-E-L-L-I-N-I, Olsen, O-L-S-E-N.com. That's a fairly new site that we just put up. And another, it does link to a site which is www.CaliPress.com, CaliPress.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll share those when we publish your links. Now, I can't go on until I ask you about what Essayac, how do you pronounce it?
Essayac.
Essayac.
Yeah.
A natural herbal cancer remedy. Since my husband's been in the kitchen boiling soursop leaves, I need to find out what you recommend.
Oh. Well, you know, the Essayac is a combination of different Native American herbs that the Ojibwe Indians used. And they would treat people with cancer and other diseases that they may have. And there was a free cancer clinic up in Canada started by a nurse. Her name was Reen Case. And that's where the Essayac word comes from. They take her name and spell it backwards. So Case
okay.
was C-A-I-S-S-E. And doctors would send patients to her when they just, you know, didn't know what else to do to help the patient. And she had a free cancer clinic for years. She helped her aunt who had cancer, and she helped multitude of people. And the herbs are all very nourishing for the body. They build the blood. They alkalize the system.
Yes. Okay, that's
which
important.
Is a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very important.
That's very important. And they fortify the organs, and they help people with giving them more energy and better sleep. And so it's been around for a very, very long time. And it's made into a tincture. You can make we used to have a tincture available, and I still make that available to people. That you put.
I don't know what that is. What is that tincture?
It's when a tincture is a liquid, and they take all the herbs and they make it into a tincture form, and then you take that liquid and you take a few drops and you put it into warm water, and then you drink it. And they. You know, that's a really good way of doing it. There's also an SCX tea that I believe is manufactured in Canada. And the health, I've seen some of the tea at the health food stores, and people drink the tea. The tincture is a little bit more diluted. So it's not diluted, but it's a little bit more strong than the tea.
Yeah.
Tea. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, for my listeners' interest and my own, your book, SCX, A Native Herbal Cancer Remedy, received the Small Press Gold Book Award in 1997 as a result of her research into this remarkable treatment. Cynthia Olson and Cali Press participated in a program to bring its benefits to the Second Mesa Pueblo of the Hopi Nation. Wow, isn't that an exciting thing to happen in your life?
Well, you know, that was another synchronistic kind of event that happened. I was living in Pagosa Springs, Colorado at the time, and the way the SCX book came around, I had a friend who, she was in a flood in Oak Creek Canyon, you know, in Sedona. And so she came up to Pagosa and she didn't have a place to live. So she came to live with me for a while. And then one day she was in the kitchen and she was brewing herbs. And I asked her what she was making, and she had breast cancer, and she was making the SCX tea. And up to that point, I didn't know anything about SCX. And then I started writing about it about 6 months later, and that's how that first book came about. And then I met another woman in Pagosa, and she was adopted by one of the Hopi families. On the Mesa, and we would take the SCX herbs down there and brew them and show the people how to brew their own tea, and then we donate the herbs to them. And because they had diabetes, their diet had radically changed. You know, it wasn't it wasn't a Native American diet like it used to be, and so that's how that came about.
Oh, that's so fascinating. You know, I think I'm going to, when I post this show to iHeart and all the other networks, I think I'm going to put it in the paranormal category, because I think your life is paranormal. And I want to share with our listeners that looking up 7 steps for a healthy and youthful mind, youthful midlife and beyond is a gold and silver medal recipient, as well as a finalist in USA Book Award and an Evie Award. Wow, your previous books have been translated into Spanish and German. She is currently writing a second edition of Looking Up into an ebook, Looking Up 7 Steps for a Health Life at Any Age. And now, see, I can get that because I can't read anything unless it's on my iPad.
Oh, really? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, now let's see. We have we have 4 minutes here. Would you explain some of Bruce Lipton's biology of belief and his proven scientific findings for our listeners?
Yeah, for those who are not familiar with Bruce Lipton, he's a scientist, but he used to teach medical students at the University of Wisconsin. But he's come up with wonderful findings of the body, mind, spirit, Trinity, which empower our thoughts, beliefs, attitudes in our everyday life. Mm-hmm. And he's showing that childhood beliefs and programmed perceptions, usually, he says, until a child is 7 years of age, can be shifted radically to rewrite our genetic coding. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and I really like his, he has one of his books is The Biology of Belief, and it's a very, very interesting subject, which creates, taking the conscious mind, which is our creative mind, and mm-hmm. then you have the subconscious, which is our habitual mind, and how we can change that to connect with our conscious mind in a more empowering way. And he believes that only about 10% of disease is connected to our genes, where there's always been so much talk about our genetics.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And well, so I think it's really fascinating, and I think people would really benefit from reading some of his studies.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I personally, I've never heard of him, but I probably will order Biology of Belief. I love reading things like that. That is fascinating. You know, what's also fascinating is my wonderful sponsors. So we're going to hear from them. And okay. Then when we come back, I feel like I've been remiss. I've been talking about everything except the seven steps. So when we come back, we'll have a short segment and we'll kind of touch on the seven steps. We'll be right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Millard, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back with January Jones, and I've had a real fast interview. I have so many more questions to ask. I have so many more books to talk about. We're running out of time. Uh-huh. But I want everyone to remember to go to CynthiaBelliniOlson.com. That's her website. And also, I need to hear all about what it's like to become a publisher, because I've always been on the other side of the desk. That's got to be quite an experience. We'll have you back and share that. But briefly, could you share a few of the seven steps that people need to look at and consider for a healthy and youthful middle life and beyond?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that, January. I put quite a few personal stories in here, and some of that is what I talked about today with you. But one of the steps that I talk about is mind and attitude, which is what Bruce Lipton also talks about. And there's a lot of connection right now about health and mind and how we connect to that. And so I have a section in there on that, which covers many different topics. It covers stress, and it covers endorphins and nutrition, and touch a bit on Alzheimer's. That's constantly changing, and I think in the new book I will be adding some more information on that, and how to cultivate a healthy mind and brain, and benefits of meditation, and how to have a good night's sleep, and then I, you know, which is difficult for many people.
Oh, it is.
And then I go into the body, and I talk about, you know, how we can enhance our overall health, and that, you know, includes obviously diet, but it also includes movement and the benefits of that. And then I talk also about nutrition, because health and nutrition go hand in hand. And so I have, you know, a few recipes in there. I'm not a chef, but I wanted to give some examples of that and talk about inflammation. And I did talk about arthritis because of my mother. And another step is going into when good food is not enough, which would cover supplements, but it also covers insomnia and depression and hormone replacement therapy and high blood pressure. And I talked about the skin, about, you know, protecting the skin, putting healthy ingredients on your skin, because the skin is our largest organ, as you know.
Okay.
And then I did talk about finances, health, and home, because that plays a part in our world, you know?
For sure.
And then I brought in some areas of the world where people are living longer lives, and how to, you know, live in a really harmonious way. And I brought in some people like Jack LaLanne. And he had a really fascinating life, as you probably know.
I used to work out with him when when I first got married. I mean, he was on TV and I was in my den, but in my mind, in my mind, we were like best friends. And I used to do exercises, back in the late 60s down when I lived in Chula Vista. And I was like a believer. He was amazing, wasn't he?
Oh, he was wonderful. Person, the way he lived his life, and he was a great mentor, I think, people.
He was probably the first one who we could see on TV and relate to. I know I've also had Susie Pruden on the show, and her mom was Bonnie Pruden. And she also was a big one who was on TV in the early 60s and 70s with fitness, exercise, all the things that we now know are important. But then it was kind of a new thing, wasn't it?
No, it was definitely that way. It's changed a lot. And to the better, you know, hopefully people are being more exposed to yoga and exercise.
Well, in the 60s, it was cigarettes and martinis. So things have got to be getting better. I'm sure they are. I hope so, for my 7 grandchildren's sake and my children. Okay, we're ready to close up. We've got about 2 minutes. Anything you'd like to share with my listeners, any advice?
I want to keep it simple, because there's so much going on in the world, as we all know. And I've been talking to my daughters. I traveled over to Steamboat Springs for Thanksgiving, and two of my daughters are here. And
wonderful.
I truly believe that we've got to really enjoy our life and be happy in every way we possibly can and not take it for granted. And each day, send blessings to ourselves, to people we're grateful to have in our lives, and even further out, you know, to the world. But I believe that giving ourselves blessings each day and being in gratitude and love and truly believing that we are here to be of service to others and to be joyous in our being. You know, and I know that's kind of a simplistic answer, and I could say a lot of other things, but I believe that that is the key to a long and harmonious life as well. And then we find what we're here to do and how we're to be with that.
And you are a perfect example to share on a success story show, because you have found your passion several times. You also, your passion helps other people. You are quite successful because, as you and I both know, the older you get, once you find your passion, it's not really like work, is it?
No. No, it isn't at all. It's not like a career.
I know. And I'm right with you, because I found my passion, which is sharing other people's success stories. And your story is amazing. I have a million questions to ask you. I have to go order the book. How do you say it? Essek?
Essek.
I have to learn how to say it. Essek. Before I spring this one on my husband. It's been a delight. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope all my listeners have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I spent the morning sending out a letter of gratitude to all my guests, to all my sponsors, and to all my listeners. And I love you all, and have everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And Cynthia, I would love to have you back anytime.
Oh, I would love to come back again, January. Thank you, and have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Not sure if it was health or paranormal we were talking about, but it was fascinating. My upcoming guests for the show are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Cynthia Olson. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful and healthy, too. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World when you can sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. But this weekend, you can also eat turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Again, thank you to my guest today, Cynthia Olson. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.